Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The under-scrutiny Boston Redevelopment Authority has canceled its meeting next week, an extra meeting that was scheduled just days before the inauguration of incoming Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. The BRA said it canceled the January 2nd meeting because not enough members can attend to reach a quorum. It's the latest move for the BRA, an agency long criticized for being unpredictable and opaque, especially in its approval of construction projects in the final days of the administration of outgoing Boston Mayor Tom Menino. The BRA is one of the most powerful entities in the city, as it controls development. Walsh campaigned on promises that he'd reform the BRA, but what exactly is the role of this formidable, quasi-independent organization? This morning, WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on the past and the future of the BRA.
One of the first things you notice in Boston these days is the construction. The cranes, the swanky new glass buildings. It's clear the city is in the midst of a building boom, and the powerful hand guiding all this wealth is an agency some would say rules this city, the Boston Redevelopment Authority.
Boston's the only major city that has a redevelopment agency that does that. Planning functions and development functions under one roof.
Jim Vrabel wrote the book When in Boston, A Timeline and Almanac. He flips through the pages till he reaches the year 1957. That was the year the BRA was built.
Boston was a much different city. It was called a sick city and a hopeless backwater.
The solution, officials thought, was urban renewal.
And the BRA was put in place to implement urban renewal strategies designed to try and turn the city around.
Vrabel is a Boston historian. He was also a researcher and editor at the BRA for 16 years. Since those days of urban renewal, the BRA's focus has shifted. It's now the major planning, zoning, and development arm of the city. But it's still just as powerful. Some would say Mayor Tom Menino built his legacy with construction cranes. This past September, developers broke ground on a new tower at the site of the old Filene's department store. This fanfare is not unusual. In fact, during Menino's reign, the city added about 80 million square feet of new development. That's 11% of Boston's total square footage. This year alone, 37 projects broke ground. But with all this building come some complaints. Over the weekend, the Boston Globe reported that the BRA had spent less than a quarter of what it should have collected from developers on affordable housing. The BRA tells WBUR some developers created affordable housing units rather than contributing to a housing fund. Then there are critics within the community.
A lot of development decisions get made behind closed doors without the community, you know, having a voice in making those decisions.
Lydia Lowe works with the Chinese Progressive Association. She points out multiple high-rises around Chinatown that she says the community did not want.
We go to the community meetings, hundreds of people testify, we sign petitions, and everything that we say falls on deaf ears.
Lowe says the BRA needs to be more transparent. And during the mayoral election, many candidates echoed her concerns.
We're going to weed away the BRA and bring in this new department.
This is Mayor-elect Marty Walsh speaking at a forum in October.
Right now in Boston, there's a lot of construction going on. And under those cranes, we have a lot of residential units. We're not creating business opportunities.
Walsh promised to create a new organization called the Boston Economic Development Authority to ultimately replace the BRA. His new agency would split planning and development. It would allow the city council more oversight and focus on job creation. It would also offer more predictability and transparency. But some see it as a threat to the existing order. Initially, rumors started circulating that Walsh wanted to blow up the BRA. The mayor-elect says those were not his words.
We want to make sure that as people are doing development in Boston, particularly the bigger developments, there's predictability. Also on behalf of the community, transparency. So, you know, some of this stuff happens today on projects, but not across the board.
Walsh says the approval process needs to be standardized so that both developers and neighbors know what to expect. In recent weeks, media outlets reported that Walsh is backpedaling on his promise to reform. But the mayor-elect insists that's not true. Change, he says, just can't happen immediately.
The BRA is more of a long-term goal process, you know, because we don't want to, I don't want to stop or hurt any type of business development in Boston as we're currently going on now. We're probably going to need, very likely, we're going to need a legislative change.
And legislative change takes time. Walsh says in the beginning he'll keep the current BRA structure and appoint new board members to keep the organization up and running. And then by late spring, he hopes to start his reforms so that his new Boston Economic Development Authority will be a reality by the end of his first year.
Second. Motion made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
In the last few months, the BRA board has been meeting twice a month to rubber stamp projects before Mayor Menino leaves office. Current BRA director Peter Mead says he's leaving with Menino. Change makes developers wary. None of those we contacted would agree to be interviewed on the record. So we turned to David Begelfer. He leads the Commercial Real Estate Developers Association in Massachusetts. I meet him in the Seaport District, a neighborhood constructed from the ground up during the Menino years.
I don't think that the process is broken. Again, it has worked quite well for many people. It hasn't worked well for all people.
But Begelfer says the process could be streamlined, made more predictable, with different agencies coordinating efforts so that development doesn't seem so ad hoc.
I think there's a lot of uncertainty, and sometimes projects can take many, many years, and that is not necessarily to the best interests of the developer, nor is it the best interest of the city.
But Begelfer does worry about one idea that came up during the campaign, more community involvement. He says the neighborhood process is already too open-ended, with neighbors sometimes dictating the height and density of buildings, which he says should be the city's job. Business leaders and some city officials have expressed concern that the new mayor's proposals might unintentionally slow development.
The city depends very heavily on the property tax for operating revenue.
Sam Tyler is president of the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, a business-backed watchdog agency that promotes more efficient government. He says development is the lifeblood of city revenue.
And if it becomes too difficult to or too time-consuming to be able to present a proposal and have it be approved and be able to start construction, the money will go to another city. It's really that simple.
My intent is not to slow things down.
That's Mayor-elect Marty Walsh again.
My intent is to continue. You know, I want to do economic growth in Boston. I mean, I think there are certain neighborhoods in the city that might not want certain developments. So that's something where the transparency piece is going to come into play.
Transparency is one area that almost everyone I talk to admits there is room for improvement. Jim Vrabel, the Boston historian we met at the beginning of this story, says the agency is not operating in the Boston of the 1950s anymore, which means it doesn't need to court developers to come here. They'll come here on their own, he says.
To me, the challenge for the BRA is to set the rules for growth, to show them that growth is good, that there are ways that growth isn't just about profits for developers and it's not just about gentrification, but there are ways that growth can help people stay in their neighborhoods, that growth can help lift all boats.
And that balance, he says, is the challenge for the new mayor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.